The interview you're about to hear originally aired August 20th. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, since we're in the middle of an election season, it's kind of interesting to think about the factors that affect a candidate's electability. And the presidential election seems to be on everyone's minds right now, especially during these weeks of the two parties' national conventions. But what about those local elections for members of Congress? Boise State political science professor Charlie Hunt just finished a manuscript for his book about one factor that plays a role, and he's joining us live today to talk about it. Hi there.
Hi, Gemma. Great to be with you.
Okay, so you just finished researching and writing about one of those factors that plays a role in electability, local ties. So can you talk to us about what you mean by local ties?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, when I was sort of looking into this question, I thought, you know, I'm really interested in why voters vote the way they do, what it is about certain candidates that inclines voters to support them or rather vote for their opponent. And, you know, I don't think it'll surprise you, Gemma, that one thing that pops up first with that is partisanship, right? Mm-hmm. So we know that more so now than at any time in our recent history, most Americans who have a party affiliation vote in huge numbers for their particular party. You know, there's this sense that the partisan balance of a district or a state or any kind of jurisdiction tells us just about everything we need to know about the political culture of an area and the kind of person they're going to elect as their representative. And I would never deny that party plays a huge role, probably, frankly, too big of a role in our politics. Mm-hmm. But it turns out, like you say, there are all kinds of other reasons that people decide to vote for one candidate or the other. And there's actually a decent amount of variation in, say, how many votes a Democratic candidate for Congress will get in a particular district compared to how well Hillary Clinton did in that district in 2016, or how well Joe Biden will do later this year. And so, as you say, what I decided to look at was local ties, the extent to which a representative in Congress has local geographic roots within the district they're representing. And so when I say local roots, what I mean is essentially whether or not you were born and raised in the area, whether you have direct, extensive, authentic life experience in your particular district or state, such that you can, you know, credibly claim that you understand, actually understand the people you're representing, and therefore that you're going to represent them well when you go to Congress. And so I collected data on members of Congress going back about 20 years on items like whether they were born in their district, whether they went to high school or undergrad or postgrad school in their district, whether they own a local business. And what I found is that these local ties really resonate with voters and actually help these members of Congress vastly outperform their partisan expectations in their districts.
Okay, so what I'm fascinated with about this is this idea of, you know, your roots, right? How far back do you mm-hmm. go? And does that play a factor in, you know, someone having more electability if they were born in the district or, you know, or maybe grew up in the district versus maybe they moved there to go to college and then never left?
That's right. There are a bunch of different ways that this can play a role. You know, you think of, there are some candidates, for example, who, you know, were born and raised here, but then went off to college and then came back years later to run for Congress. That is a fundamentally different thing than someone who, you know, maybe was born and raised somewhere else. So, you know, I, for example, was born and raised in Rhode Island, and I came to Idaho mm-hmm. only pretty recently.
They're not gonna elect you, right?
Oh no, but not that I would ever want to run for anything. That's why I decided to study this stuff, not actually.
There you go, right?
Yeah, but there is a big difference. You know, there's this term that originated in the 1800s. This term that you may have learned about in your sort of old history textbooks, a carpetbagger. You know, someone right. who moves to an area just in order to run for Congress and kind of forward their political career. It's sort of associated with political ambition, and people tend to look down upon that, and so. I think of a lot of the factors I looked at, the ones that tended to be most powerful were ones that were things like whether you were born or went to high school in the district. Because I think critically, these are things that are out of people's control and in a way that makes them more powerful. It makes them more, you know, you hear this word authenticity. It makes them feel much more authentic. Like, oh, I grew up here. I was born here. Maybe you were even born at the same hospital I was. These are the kinds of ties that you can't fake. You can't just mm-hmm. come here and make up the fact that you were born here. In fact, you would get in a lot of trouble for that. And so that's the kind of thing that resonates with voters and makes voters feel a little more like you're going to have their best interests at heart when you go to Congress, because you actually were born in the same place and had a very similar upbringing as I did as a voter.
So you gathered all of that information, you know, going back 20 plus years. What did you actually find out then? I mean, do hometowns and local ties really matter in an election?
They definitely do. So what I did was I compiled all of that data along with other data you would want to look at and control for in sort of the scientific context. So as I was talking about, the partisan balance of the mm-hmm. district, whether the candidate had other kind of prior political experience or qualifications, that's a factor we usually look at. If they were an incumbent, you know, how long had they been serving? Kind of racial ties in the district. And, you know, throwing all of that data into the big old data machine, what ends up coming out is that controlling for all of these other factors, these local ties are particularly helpful in primary elections. So incumbent representatives who have these local roots got a primary challenger less than half the amount of time as someone without these kinds of roots. So they didn't have to face as many challengers. And even when they did get challenged, they got about 10% bigger share of the vote among their primary electorate. And that this actually compared pretty favorably, the effect of local roots, to something like ideology. So whether a candidate was, you know, a progressive or a moderate in a Democratic district, or if they were, you know, a conservative or a moderate in a more Republican-leaning district. And then I also found that they actually matter in general elections, too. I mean, like I said earlier, partisanship seems to rule everything these days. That's not going to surprise anybody. But even accounting for all of that, having these local ties, gets you about 5 additional points in your general election. Now, that may not sound like a whole lot, but there are dozens of congressional races in each election cycle that are decided by margins of 5 points or less. And so that could be decisive. And even if they aren't decided by that amount, you know, those extra 5 points have huge effects on, you know, the nature of the campaign, how competitive a race it is, and particularly important for candidates, how much money they actually have to spend and raise in order to retain their seats, even if it is a safe seat for them.
So before I let you go, I want to ask one more question. So we know that hometown, as you mentioned, I mean, plays a significant role, it seems like, when it comes to local and these congressional elections. How much does it factor into, like, the presidential election? Or does it, I guess?
So that's a really good question. There's been a lot of research, more research than in my area over the years, of whether or not, say, a home state advantage actually mm-hmm. plays a role in presidential elections. And what most political scientists tend to agree on is that this kind of home state advantage plays, if it ever played a role, it plays much less of a role than it used to. So, for example, there was a lot of hope in way back in 2000 that Al Gore would carry his home state of Tennessee, but then he failed to in the presidential election. But what was much more decisive there was that Tennessee was trending Republican, and we know it's gone Republican ever since. And so that doesn't matter quite as much in presidential elections, I think, because when people are electing a president, they're electing someone to lead the entire country. It's their collective representative as the United States of America. Whereas when someone's electing their member of the House of Representatives, the goal of having the House of Representatives to begin with is to have someone who is connected to the local community, who can then take that local knowledge, bring it to Congress, and implement it in terms of, have it influence the policy that they're going to be making on behalf of the people. You know, they call the House of Representatives the people's house, and the president is much more of sort of the broad nationwide representative. And so it's not so surprising to me that those kinds of local ties matter a lot less. And that's probably why you see, for example, with the Democrats, you know, you have Joe Biden from Delaware and Kamala Harris from California. Neither of those states in any kind of danger of going red this election.
Right.
And so that's not something I think a lot of voters and that a lot of party leaders are really taking into account for the presidential race.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking to this with us. I know you just finished the manuscript, so any idea as to when your book will actually be out?
Hopefully sometime next year. We'll see. Things are a little cockamamie with everything going on with coronavirus. So the whole world is. But hopefully sometime.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Hey, thanks so much. We've been talking with Boise State Professor Charles Hunt about his research on the role of a candidate's hometown in an election. More Idaho Matters right after this.